All right. Katrina wants love. She also really wants to keep shopping at her grocery store. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Is this Katrina?
Hey. Yes.
Hey. Thanks for allowing us to give you a call, by the way. Will you tell us what's going on?
Okay, so Ben and Kelly, I have a bit of a crush on a guy that works at the grocery store that I shop at every week.
Hey.
All right.
Yes. So he was the one who first initiated our conversation a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
So ever since then, it's been this friendly, semi-flirty banter going on.
Okay.
Like a couple of weeks ago, he was stocking the snacks. And I asked him to help me pick out some emotional support donuts.
Oh, good one.
Good line.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. So he picked out a specific flavor, and I got them and said something like, I'll be back next week for more.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm excited.
Oh. Promising.
Yeah. So we said our goodbyes after that. So yeah, when I went back again, I saw him. And I asked him if he'd be my official emotional support dessert person.
Really good follow-up. I like your style.
Yeah, you got good game. I like it. What did he say?
He was like, sweet.
Okay.
Okay. You're throwing out the line. He's taking the bait. I like it.
Yeah. And then, he gave me the pick for that week. And I got them and said once again, like, I'll be back next week. And he said, anytime you need emotional support, hit me up.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's where I'm confused. Like, what did he mean by that? Because he didn't specifically say dessert, which is what we were talking about. He said emotional support.
Oh.
Yeah. And I only see him once a week at the store. So was he saying I should stop by more often?
Mm.
Was he hoping I asked for his number? I'm just super confused.
Was that the only time things have been like that?
Been bonding over donuts and snacks, I think.
There have been a couple other instances of this type of thing.
Oh.
And look, when I say that I'm very socially awkward, I am terrible, at misreading signals.
Okay, all right. We got you, fam.
Like, I honestly have no clue if this guy is just being friendly or if he's trying to, subtly let me know he's interested. Like, please help me because I can't make a move here and have him shoot me down. Like, I have no choice but to find, another grocery store to stop at. I can't do that. This is my store.
Okay. I sense the pressure you feel. But I also feel like it is in your court, though, because I think probably he's thinking it may look inappropriate for me to hit on a customer. So it may be up to you to make the first move.
Yeah, but is there a line that she can say that doesn't necessarily leave it open for rejection? It's more
like giving her phone number.
Yeah. Hey, I accidentally dropped my phone number into your... I was historically clueless when, when my wife, being flirty and saying things to me way back in the day.
Thank goodness that she was persistent. Otherwise, we'd still be sitting here and Ben would be confused.
Yeah. And so my point is, I was clueless when it came to, I was just being polite, didn't know that it was turning more. So maybe he is being polite, but also is interested. I don't know if that makes any sense. Does it make sense?
Not really.
Oh.
But I feel like, yes, it's going to have to be you if there's going to be a move made. Because, again, I feel like he may feel like he's going to get in trouble if he hits on a client.
So, well, okay, maybe there's an opportunity to actually say something to him that's not snack related. He said, hey, I'm here for emotional support. And then it's something else that's maybe not super serious, but...
Are you open to emotional support sessions outside of the store? Like coffee?
Yeah.
Do you like coffee?
Yeah, but if he says, no, ma'am, I cannot do anything like that, then...
Then you'll know, and you can just shop in a different section.
Oh, gosh, that's so awkward. All right. We need to get some sort of update from you at some point, so...
Well, especially if we come up with something else, the next line, the next step.
Yeah.
And then you try it, then we need to know if it worked.
Yeah, so Katrina, are you open to that?
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know. I just you know, I can't go to another store. Like, I know where everything is at this store.
No, I understand. That's big deal. Yeah.
I get it. That is a big deal. Like, I can't leave
it's
my store.
It's so frustrating to go somewhere you don't know where anything is.
Quick tangent. When my wife and I have tossed around the idea of like moving or things, and it's like, no, we have to move within the region of our grocery store.
Right, you can't move away because you cannot get acquainted with any other store.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, it's too hard. So
you have been a delight. Thank you so much for allowing us to chat with you this morning, and we'll try to help you out.
I hope it works out. This could be a fun story to share.
Good luck
with your kids.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll keep you posted on how it works.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel like there is potential here.
Sure. And Trina thinks so, too. Girl, he's very clearly hitting on you. He's wanting you to give him your number. And she said, Kelly's right. Probably inappropriate for him to ask since he's on the job.
Does she do a thing like, hey, when you get off, you know, or when do you get off work, or... is that too forward? Like, okay, you're a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're working. Someone's like, hey, when you get off work.
Well, I it might even be different if it's the girl working.
Yeah.
So he's a guy. I think, do we just like write down your phone number and just slip it to him? By the way, thank you so much for... your help on the emotional support donuts.
Here's my Snapchat.
Okay, maybe let me start with a social media handle.
Here's my Snapchat. Let me, you know.
Snapchat? One you go with, not Instagram or something?
I'd love to be able to.
Here's my snap. Snap me later.
Yeah, yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. What's your take? So, Katrina, our listener, she has been kind of flirting with the grocery store clerk, 9970 JX. However, has no idea if it's real or just customer service.
Exactly. Like, is he really flirting back with me, or is he just being, you know, very accommodating customer service?
How does she know without having to be rejected and change her entire grocery store habit?
She's afraid of shooting her shot and getting rejected, and then like, okay, I can never go back.
Amy.
I say bring him a dessert on a plate with her phone number written on it that's covered like in a box or something, and let him make that move outside of it, because if he's providing her desserts, then she should provide him one and just slip your number in.
I like that.
Yeah, that's it was cute. Like the emotional support donut is what she was asking for.
Right.
And so he suggested it. And so that's happened a couple different times.
Yeah, Wesley kind of suggests the same thing on text. If you want to shoot your shot, maybe buy or give him one of your favorite treats along with your number, or maybe an invite to grab dessert together.
Now, not everybody's saying this is an invitation. Laura on Facebook says he may have been nice just because it's his job. I think you're misreading the whole situation. It doesn't sound like he's flirting.
Well, yeah, Lisa says that. I think the fact that he said hit me up anytime but then didn't give his number speaks volumes. It's just an in-store thing. Not to say that won't change, so keep working on it, but right now it's not a thing.
Look, you're never going to know unless you just don't. Like, you got to just ask.
I still stand firm in the fact that I don't think he's going to give him her number because he works there and it may look bad that he's hitting on a customer.
I like this. Someone had texted in and just said, girl, that's too much. Just say, I can never tell if you're flirting or not with me. It doesn't have to be deep.
Oh, so just basically be like, okay,
be like, are you flirting with me? Oh my gosh, are you flirting with me? And then poke him on the little tummy and then be like,
No, we're not poking on the tummy.
Get little love pokes on the tummy.
Not love
be like,
poops.
Are you?
Stop.
You hit him in the arm.
You don't have to hit him in the arm. Well, maybe you could do a little, are you flirting with me?
And then caress him on the shoulder.
Don't caress. We're not caressing
yet. Give him a little back rub.
Stop.
You look like you've worked very hard.
Stop talking. You will judge by his reaction. No, but I liked what you said. Like, are you flirting with me? And then look at the reaction on the face.
Yeah.
And you can tell if he's
read his body language.
He
could
be like,
maybe. I can't officially say because I'm at work, ma'am.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you when I get off.
This
it's
is probably
6
why
p.m.
We're not there in person. It's probably not good for us to be hanging out in the aisle next
Katrina,
door.
Katrina, that's our decision.
Our official stance.
Next time you ask for emotional support stuff and he's like, hey, good to see you again. It's like, are you flirting with me?
Don't say it exactly like that.
I think that would be the way to do it.
It was a little psycho crazy with the tone, the way you delivered that line.
Are you flirting with me?
That's also a little creepy.
Are you
no, stop.
Flirting?
Stop rehearsing the line like that. Just say, are you flirting with me? Just say it like that.
All right.
That's it. That's it. And then go from there. I do like some of the creative ideas of like going to get your own donuts and having somebody writing on like the icing, like your phone number.
Yeah.
If you need emotional support, I can be there for you too.
I can be there for you. I have something to emotionally support you.
Okay. Listen, this is why you don't have Ben deliver these lines for you.
Listen, if tell me offline what store, what grocery store, and who exactly to look for, and I will feel it
and
out for
you. And what time
you
need to do some grocery shopping.
And I'll go there. I'm like, hey, buddy. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Again, you got to keep us posted on this, all right? Let us know what happens after we completely ruin your chances with this guy. All right?
Okay. Good luck.
That's group therapy.